Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Federal Reserve is raising short-term interest rates by a quarter percentage point. This is the ninth straight rate hike in the last year. Though this time there was drama. Investors were not sure if the Fed would raise rates to calm inflation or pause to calm a banking system still reeling from the failure of two regional banks. NPR's David Gura is back to break it down for us. Hi, David.
Hey, Scott.
Inflation is now 6%, and the Fed has a target of getting it down to 2%, which it mentioned in its statement today. How did the Fed explain its interest rate thinking today?
Glad you bring that up, because what we've heard from Fed policymakers, including Fed Chair Jerome Powell, for a long time is this is the Fed's top priority, getting inflation down. And in the statement that came out today, this committee of policymakers said it's strongly committed to returning inflation to that 2% objective. Wall Street was betting that this would be the outcome, the one that we got, that the Fed would go ahead with this quarter point increase. And in fact, that happened today. There were some comments in that statement about the banking system, and that's where there was this debate, this dilemma. Would the Fed pause because of what's happened over these last couple of weeks? And what we saw in that statement was the Fed saying that the banking system is sound and resilient, kind of echoing what we've heard from other folks in the Biden administration. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said the same thing. And then a nod to the fact that a lot is uncertain. The extent of the effects of what's happened here is still uncertain, and acknowledging also that these recent developments are likely to make credit tighter, that banks are probably going to hold on to their money a little more tightly in light of what we've seen play out here in the banking sector in the last few days.
Yeah, and perhaps affect people trying to get a car loan, trying to get a home loan.
Absolutely.
There will be people who are nervous with this decision who, for those who worry about inflation, you know, maybe their blood pressure goes down a little bit. But others will say, whoa, this could hurt banks, their borrowers, their depositors, given recent history. So what is the potential trade-off here?
You know, I go back to something that an exchange that happened at a Senate Banking Committee hearing just a few days ago. Senator Elizabeth Warren asked Fed Chair Jerome Powell what he would say to the estimated 2 million Americans who will lose their jobs as a result of these rate increases. A sobering question, to be sure. And I can't quote what he said exactly, but it was something to the effect of, it would be worse if the Fed couldn't get inflation under control. And that is the very difficult argument that the Fed chair and his colleagues have been trying to make. But listeners don't need to hear from me how difficult these last months have been as the prices for many goods and services have gone up. The Fed chair always begins his remarks by acknowledging that. And we've heard it from the president and other administration officials as well. This was a very difficult decision during a very difficult time. And you bring up a very good point here, which is things are likely to remain tough for some time as the Fed, again, continues raising rates to get those prices down, to get inflation under control, Scott.
But we should remind ourselves that the failure of these two regional banks is connected to higher interest rates. In the case of Silicon Valley Bank, we know high rates hurt the bank's depositors because business slowed down and they wanted to get their money out of the bank. But also the bank, because suddenly its investments in the bond market lost value. So for those who are worried about the banking system, they're still a little worried, I gather.
I think that's going to be a big part of the postmortem that the Fed does. As you point out, this bank, Silicon Valley Bank, bought all of these bonds when interest rates were very low and then found them underwater, as so many other banks did. I mean, Silicon Valley Bank isn't alone in experiencing this. It did have many more of them by percentage than other banks did. But all banks are facing this difficulty, as you point out. And I think that as the Fed kind of looks back and sees what's happened here in terms of their supervisory role, it's going to be something they're really going to focus on, sort of how banks move on from this as rates continue to go up.
NPR's David Gura. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Scott.